William Morrow and Harper Audio present Hunting for a Highlander by Lindsay Sands, performed by Joel Frimkin. Chapter 1.
Winnie! Winnie!
Geordie Buchanan opened tired eyes as that call was followed by someone trying to make the sound of a horse whinnying. For a minute he didn't know where he was. Early morning sunlight was streaming down at an angle that managed to reach him where he lay against the trunk of a tree, one of several he could see growing in rows in front and to the side of him. Seeing them, he remembered that he'd made his bed in the orchard behind the gardens when he'd returned last night. There hadn't seemed to be much choice. After weeks away, he'd arrived back in the middle of the night to find Buchanan crowded with people. The great hall had been overflowing with sleeping servants and soldiers, as had the kitchen, but it was his uncle sleeping in a chair by the fire that had told him just how full the keep was. The man only slept in a chair below when he had to give up his bed to guests. Geordie had assumed that probably meant his own bed had been given to someone too.
Winnie!
Geordie scowled at the annoying voice, followed by another high-pitched attempt at a horse's whinny. The keep was apparently up and children were ready to play. He'd barely had the irritated thought when a young woman appeared halfway along the row of trees and turned her back to him to peer up into the branches. Geordie was just wondering if she was the person who had been calling out and whinnying.